With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Privateer Days has been called off again this summer. The annual event, normally held near the last weekend in June, once again fell victim to the effects of the coronavirus. Privateer Days Commission Chair Tarina Parnell says the organizers are heartbroken to cancel the event, but they had to put public safety first.
We have thousands of people coming to Privateer Days every year, and there's absolutely no way that we could have people in there volunteering, chasing people around saying, you know, wear your mask, social distance, that type of thing. It's just impossible to try to deal with something on that large of a scale.
Like almost every other festival in 2020, Privateer Days was canceled last year because of the restrictions put in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Parnell says many of the performers and suppliers scheduled to be part of last year's event were waiting for the phone call to go ahead with this year's events. The commission has been keeping a close eye on the restrictions and the way the vaccine is rolling out across Nova Scotia. They didn't see how enough would change to allow the event to go ahead this year.
We don't think things are going to go back to normal for a while yet, and just felt that it was best for everyone involved, both the spectators and the participants, to cancel early instead of waiting until the last minute and saying, oh, no, we're not going to have it, and then have to turn everyone away.
Parnell is aware some people think the event was canceled too early, but points out the logistics involved in mounting a festival of this size require time. She says suppliers need to line up equipment and transportation to and from Liverpool. Uncertainty around border crossing rules between provinces could mean some suppliers, such as New Brunswick-based East Coast Amusement Rides, may not be able to cross into Nova Scotia.
With the restrictions and the bans in place, you don't know what's going to happen in the future. It may seem like we canceled early, but it's only 6 months away, and that 6 months can go very quickly.
Parnell says as the organization looks ahead to 2022, they are in a stable financial position. The commission is constantly looking for new sources of revenue, such as grants, to fund the event. But for next year, she would like to see locals dig in and show what the event means to them.
I'm hoping that with everything being closed down for 2 years, that next year we'll have the community and the business support when we do start our fundraising again to help us make a larger event a reality.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.